This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Eric Castellon. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will provide nearly $12 million in emergency funding for Arizona's wildfire recovery. Arizona Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema said on Tuesday that the money is funded by the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Law. The funding will go towards the recovery of three major wildfires in the state. They include the Museum Fire, which burned near Flagstaff in 2019, and the Telegraph Fire last year near Superior and Miami. The money will support recovery efforts and protect communities by reducing hazardous fuels on federal, state, and tribal lands. The U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear a challenge to the Indian Child Welfare Act this week. The act requires child welfare agencies to give preference to indigenous families when placing indigenous children into homes. Those filing the lawsuit claim the act is discriminatory and hurts native children. The Supreme Court combined four cases into one Tuesday to question the law. The case is not expected to be heard until next fall. The U.S. conducted nearly 200 above-ground nuclear weapons tests from 1945 through 1962. Most of those tests took place in the Nevada desert. For people living downwind of those tests, many are dealing with serious illness from radiation exposure. Congress created a program to compensate downwinders, but as Cronkite News reporter Emma Vandenhainde explains, some were left out.
83-year-old Eddie Patillo likes to collect antiques and knickknacks.
This room here has a lot of memories.
Old saws, shovels, and a washboard hang above the fireplace in his house. He could talk about all these antiques for hours.
I've got a whole storage bin full of other stuff, too.
I'm sure every single object has a story, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes it does.
That's not the only memory that Eddie Patillo's held on to over the years. This memory is one he can't seem to get rid of.
I had the first cancer. We got that taken care of, and I was free for about 20 years, and then it hit my intestines. It always seems that it keeps cropping up here and there and the other place.
He was in grade school in Kingman, Arizona, when the U.S. tested nuclear weapons above ground at the Nevada test site north of Las Vegas. The fallout of radioactive material came from Nevada downwind to Kingman. Since his diagnosis in 1997, Eddie Patillo has received cancer treatment at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix. His daughter, Kim, drives him to appointments from Kingman.
We've left here at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to get him to his appointments at 8.
Kim Patillo says it's been an emotional endeavor.
He's just in a lot of pain. I mean, we spent, was it last Sunday, in the ER for 6 hours because he had huge amount of pain in his side, his stomach.
Her brother, Cullen Patillo, also struggles.
I had conversations with him about what assets were where, how to take care of mom, you know, what to do when he goes away. And that's just not a conversation you'd like to have.
The federal government has taken some steps to acknowledge the medical consequences of the blast. In 1990, Congress passed the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. It gives $50,000 to downwinders who have certain cancers like bladder and colon cancer. 5 Arizona counties, including Apache and Coconino County, are covered in the legislation. Residents living in parts of Mojave County, north of the Grand Canyon, were included, but the rest of the county has been left out.
They intentionally left Mojave County out. And people said, oh, that had to be a mistake. It was no mistake. It was an intentional, spiteful thing they did.
Without that coverage, Eddie Patillo pays out of pocket for all his medical treatments. Eddie's son, Cullen Patillo, says the family has already paid $12,000 for his medical treatment, and they are continuing to pay $500 a month. Cullen Patillo says the compensation would help.
This is a paltry payment for what they've been through. Really, they want some acknowledgement that they have been wronged.
Last year, Arizona Congressman Greg Stanton, a Democrat, introduced the Downwinders Parity Act. It would mean downwinders anywhere in Mojave County and Clark County in Nevada would receive compensation. Stanton says this bill represents hope for downwinders.
It's not just about the money. There is compensation, but it's about the United States government acknowledging that they did wrong to these families and saying to these families, we see you, we understand the pain that you're going through, we care about you, and we want to make sure that you receive justice. That's really what this bill is about.
That justice could come much later, since the legislation is stalled in a House committee. All Eddie Petillo can do is wait for financial help. In the meantime, his four schnauzers help distract him from his cancer.
Can you sit? Sit.
But the reality of Eddie Petillo's situation is still there.
I hope I live to be one more day older, day by day.
The new legislation might not cover all of Eddie Petillo's medical bills, but it's one effort to provide financial support for the hundreds in Mojave County who continue to feel unseen all these years later. Emma Vanda 90, Cronkite News.
People who live in the five Arizona counties that are already eligible for financial compensation have until July 11th to file for that money. If the Downwinders Parity Act passes before then, it could provide compensation for those facing medical bills in Kingman and Clark counties. Major League Baseball's current lockout has now reached the three-month mark, and things are still bleak. The MLB extended the deadline for owners and players to strike a new deal. On Tuesday, the Players Union rejected the owners' final offer. Now opening day and the first two series of the regular season are officially canceled. Rob Manfred said Tuesday that the negotiations are nowhere near over.
The clubs and our owners fully understand just how important it is to our millions of fans that we get the game on the field as soon as possible. To that end, we want a bargain and we want an agreement with the Players Association as quickly as possible.
Players are estimated to lose $20 million a day for every regular season game that gets canceled. National baseball writer Robert Murray reports that the Players Union has contracted with Bell Bank Park in East Mesa. They'll use the fully staffed stadium as a training facility as players wait to get back with their respective teams. We had help today from Emma Vanda 90, and thanks to Talia Lopez, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm Eric Castellon.